Namgyakona, the podcast inspiring entrepreneurs in South Africa. Because if it's going to be, it's up to me.
Nazo, boys and girls, ladies and gents, welcome back again to Namgyakona, the podcast that is going to show us that even you, your dreams can come true. Because if you make it a point that your dreams come true, it can only be for you and the way that you want it to happen. And we are inspired today once again by a fantastic guest, which I'm very excited to have, who's going to be sharing her story as an entrepreneur. But before we do begin into today's sessions, please remember to like this video, comment down at the bottom if you have a question, and we will always be there to answer it, especially if you were inspired. Tell us how you were inspired. And if you like this video, share it with a friend. From me, your host, Buntu Majaja, I'm happy to introduce for us today Dineo Dioma, the co-founder and chief operating officer of Cape Bio SA. Very innovative company, but we'll hear more from Dineo. Dineo, thank you so much. Welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you.
Thank you so much, Buntu, for having me.
I think the honor is ours because as an entrepreneur who is innovating in a space that's not easy to innovate, biosciences and biotech in the global landscape, at all, you've done fantastic work as an entrepreneur, and we want to hear this journey of yours as an entrepreneur. How did it start, and when did you decide that this would be the journey you would take?
Okay, great. So thanks for that, Buntu. I would say my story started, you know, long time ago as a young child. You know, I loved school. I was actually quite a nerd, really an academic. I think I also blame that on my parents. Both of them worked for the Department of Education, so I was really like that child that really couldn't not perform overall. So I just naturally had a real love for school. I loved learning. I loved doing well as well. I made sure that, you know, those A's and those distinctions, I worked really hard for that. And that's just really, it's been something that's in my nature. But at the same time, I was also very curious, you know, I'd love to experiment, you know, whether it was like, you know, with electronics, I'd always be changing plugs, getting electrocuted every now and then, or I'd be like baking in the kitchen, trying different recipes. And, you know, all these things were just almost prepping me and gearing me to, you know, study engineering. You know, I've always really considered myself to be quite, you know, innovative. So then I went over in matric. I, you know, decided to study engineering. I studied metallurgical and materials engineering at Wits University. And around about the same time, I also got the Alan Gray Orbis Foundation scholarship, which is really a scholarship that, you know, grooms, you know, students with a potential to be entrepreneurs. They basically groom them to have an entrepreneurial mindset, which was quite interesting for me because, you know, I didn't really think of myself as an entrepreneur at the time. Clearly, they saw something in me that I wasn't aware of at that time. But one thing I did know was that I definitely wanted to change, you know, the world that I lived in, whether it was my society, you know, my community. I just had that big idea that, you know, whatever it is that I work on, I really want to, you know, make an improvement in society. At that time, I wasn't so sure how I would do it. So I thought to myself, you know, engineering is great because it gives you the opportunity to create products and technologies. And so I went on, you know, started my engineering degree, and I really enjoyed it because, as I mentioned, it gave me that opportunity to express my creative side.
Forgive me to interject there. I thought that's very interesting that you felt you know, that there's something more. You felt ambitious and that you wanted to impact and change your world, your society, your community. And it's interesting that, you know, is the starting point or one of the starting points for you. Where did that come from? You know, I don't know if, you know, every young person can wake up at some point to realize and connect with that actually there's something that is wrong in society. But not only is it wrong, but I can change it, or I want to change it. Is that something you've always realized in you as well? Or when did that connect for you?
You know, I think living in South Africa, you know, we've got so many socio-economic challenges that we face. I mean, we've got poverty, we've got gender-based violence, we've got inequality, you know, abuse, so many things that, you know, we're faced with on a day-to-day basis. It becomes very difficult for you to almost become immune to these challenges and not want to do something. But also, I think it goes back to my upbringing as well. You know, as I mentioned, you know, I would always work hard, and, you know, even just in terms of like grades and academics, it was something that I really did value. But one of the things that my parents did teach me is that, yes, you can do well in life or academically, or you know, but nothing is really, no one owes you anything. You know, everything that you get, you must work hard for. Just because you've got a degree doesn't mean you're going to get a job, you know. Just because you went to good school, it doesn't mean that you're going to be successful. At the same time, just because you didn't go to a not so great school, it doesn't mean that you can't be successful, right? You know, some students, you know, maybe they're in situations where, you know, they don't have a good maths teacher, or they, you know, they don't have a maths teacher at all, but that doesn't mean that you can't be successful. You know, no one owes you anything. You must just take your own life, your destiny into your own hands, and really just push hard as best as you can, and use what you have to really just create the future that you want for yourself.
I love what you're saying about, you know, where you are is not going to define where you're going. It's up to you. And how do you believe in yourself, even when things don't look possible, even if it looks like you don't have the skills to do it or the ability to do it right now?
No, that's really such a good point that you've raised. I mean, there are some students and young children who are going through, you know, challenges that we couldn't even imagine. That's the reality of it all. And I never want to, you know, almost undermine that, you know, the kids who are really going through a tough time, just even pushing through to make means and to get by. But one of the things I would say, just definitely never give up on yourself. Never give up on, you know, your dreams. Your dreams are definitely valid, and they are possible to achieve. You know, the thing that also just helps me in my low points, because believe it or not, there are many. There are times when, you know, you're working on something and you're like, is this even going to work? Or am I going to be successful at, you know, whatever thing that I venture into? But the thing that really keeps me going is, number one, my faith in God, and knowing that I have a purpose, and he has a plan for me, that, you know, irrespective of the circumstances that are around me, no matter how bad things are, at the end of the day, there is a God that is orchestrating things for my benefit. And I just need to really press on to that faith, that things are going to work out. So, you know, in life, if you want to achieve anything, you can't achieve, you know, great things without faith, right? So you really just need to look beyond your current circumstances and just keep on pushing and believing that there is that light at the end of the tunnel.
What made you believe in yourself when you were starting your business? What were some of the things that you remember as, you know, it seems challenging, but you still pushed on?
At the same time, my family played such a huge role, Gundu. I can't lie to you. You can imagine, you know, there was a point in time when I was sitting with two master's degrees. The second one, actually, I just came back from Cambridge in the UK. And I just really felt so pressed in my spirit that, you know, in my heart, that I want to go into entrepreneurship. You know, this is, I want to make a change in society using entrepreneurship. And I was getting a lot, you know, some small pressures. We're like, hey, you know, can you go work? Go get a house, go get a car. You know, there's that nice consulting job that can pay you X amount of money. You know, you must go for that. This entrepreneurship thing will take time before, you know, you start making money. But fortunately, I had my family who believed in me. You know, you also have to sell people your dreams. You know, you need to sell and be like, guys, this is my vision. This is what I want to do. It's going to take X amount of years, so bear with me. And get people to really partner with you and tell people your dreams and vision so that they can also hold you accountable. Because sometimes you think of something and then somewhere down the line, you'll And then, you know, you need someone to really remind you that, hey, but you did say that this is what you're going to do in 3 years' time. So you can't go back, you know.
Let's go into that real quick. What, you know, for you, what is growth mindset? Like, what was your key takeaway about growth mindset and how it changed your life?
So that definitely your potential and your abilities, including your intellectual abilities, is not fixed. You know, we stress so much on IQ that, hey, this person was born in Otali, and, you know, that's it. You can never compete against this person. You'll never be as good as this person. They were just born that way. And when that you are, you know, you'll always be sitting at your 50s and 40s, and that's your life's lot. Okay? That's, you just have to accept that. So the book taught me that, you know, there's always an opportunity to improve yourself. You just need to change your mindset, how you view progress, and also be willing to try new things and challenge yourself, right? So you're also speaking about resilience. How did I develop resilience? Do you know how you develop resilience? Is by putting yourself out there, getting into opportunities where you will fail, and then realizing that failure is not that bad. You will not die. So, you know, if you're too afraid and you have a fixed mindset and you've got this, you know, everything must be perfect, it will be very difficult for you to try out new things so that, you know, you can grow and progress as a person and eventually even have that growth mindset. So, the idea of fixed potential and this, you know, it being your lot in life, that if you've got an IQ of X, that's what it will be for the rest of your life. I'm no longer, you know, part of that party. I believe in progress. I believe that, you know, if you apply yourself and you open up yourself to learning, you open up yourself to failure as well. You know, you'll develop as a person, you'll improve as a person, and that will ultimately just really make you even a happier person, because you won't take failure that personally as well. And you'll actually do more and you'll achieve more in life.
You sound like, you know, you're saying that we should always be working on ourselves. And we never complete. You know, for you, how do you work on yourself? What are some of the things that you think are important skills, attitudes, and values to be successful in any environment, to be entrepreneurial, whether it's in your own business or as a corporate leader or in academia, noting that you yourself are strong academics in academia?
Yeah, so I would definitely say that, you know, always be open to learning and also be humble enough to learn from other people and accept that it's okay to not know everything. There's someone who you can lean on or, you know, reach out to who knows more than you can or you do at that point, that you can reach out to. I think really the key thing for me is like being open to learning and also doing a lot of self-reflection. So I do that quite often just to gauge where I am and where I'm going, because sometimes you plan things and then, you know, you go and you say, you know, you're going down this particular path. Down that path and you're like, you need to almost always do a sense check. I'm like, am I going right down the right path? Like, say you are, you know, in the trick and you're like, you know, you want to end up being in, you know, business doing X, Y, Z, or, you know, being in the medical industry and you're looking at what you're studying right now. But, you know, also look at what other opportunities are you exposing yourself to that move you in that direction. So, for example, with me, when I was teen, I exposed myself to a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities. And, you know, while I was still studying, whether it was helping somebody else with their business, you know, attending talks, you know, those things that would help me. Like at the end of the year, I would look back and say, did I do the things that helped me to move in that particular direction? And also another thing is that at the beginning of the year, I would write a self-development goal, self-development plan, where you write down all the goals that you want to achieve at the end of the year. And then you look back and you'd be like, did I do those things that moved me towards those goals? So being really reflective also helped with my personal development, exposing myself to opportunity and being okay with failure. It took a while, guys. I won't lie to you. Like I said, I was a very strict perfectionist. It used to drive me crazy and, you know, to a point where I wouldn't try things out. And then I started getting used to just, you know, failing at things. And now
I should know this is just a moment of disappointment. But I think what's powerful that you're saying is that if you want to change, you can. And if it's going to change, it's up to you. You've got to reflect, look at what you did, look at where you want to go. And I think those are very powerful, you know, aspects that I'm sure are some of the things that have brought you now as a successful business person in an innovative space. And so when you look at, you know, where you are now in the business and as a co-founder at CapeIOSA, and you were to reflect with the 16-year-old Dineo Yoma, if they were here in front of you and you wanted to share closing words for them, what would be the key thing that you'd want them to remember? What would you say?
I would definitely say try things out. That's like, if I was 16, you know, I would have started a business on the side. I would have been, you know, even something so small as selling, you know, suckers and sweets to check PC to your classmates. That is such a good start. People don't really understand how valuable that experience is. We think entrepreneurship and we think big buildings, you know, being listed on the JSE or, you know, I don't know, Forbes 30 under 30. If you can, yes, you can get to those points, but start small. Even like I'm saying, you know, selling, you know, things to your classmates, that is a great example of like just getting started. So I definitely would have done that a bit more. I think I was really a nerd. It helped me, but you know, I wish I could have done more things. I would have played more sports as well, because what sports also teaches you is team, you know, teamwork. And being able to work well with people, and how that also just helped me was that, you know, in any organization, no organization or no business, in order for it to be successful, is built by one person. So you have to learn to work with people. And fortunately, I think I just learned quite early on to interact well with people. But I think that skill would have been further enhanced if I like played team sports like hockey, soccer, netball, and the works. So yeah, just exposing yourself to a lot more. Don't be so one-dimensional, only focusing on academics. This is good, it helped me, but just try and do a bit more.
Fantastic. So get involved, guys. Learn to work with people and put on a side hustle. Imagine if all young South Africans had a side hustle. Yes, you do well at school, but have your side hustle as well. And I think those are very powerful words, Dineo, hitting home, hitting strong. And thank you so much, of course, for sharing your story and being a continued inspiration. I think from Namgiya Corner podcast, we want to wish you more success and prosperity going forward and looking forward to that JSE listing soon.
Thank you for the confidence there. But thank you for having me. I mean, as I mentioned, I'm very passionate about entrepreneurship and education, and I want to see more young people becoming entrepreneurs.
Thank you very much. There you got it, folks. Mbinje Zam, people of the soil, children of Africa. If you are inspired or something touched your heart today, don't forget to comment and share it with a friend, because that might be a good conversation to start a side hustle together with a new partner. So thank you again from me, your host, Buntu Machaja. We'll see you next time.
Stay inspired and be entrepreneurial. Follow us on social media and find us on WhatsApp. Namgiya Corner.